Hi, welcome back to Insight Music. We missed you. I'm Nick Bruner. Last segment of the show today is with Dog Party. This is the punk rock duo of Gwen and Lucy Giles. This year, they released their sixth studio album, and that is quite a feat considering they're both just in their early 20s. The long-standing sister duo sat down to talk with Beth Rujak about their new album, Hit and Run.
Well, Lucy had the first breakup, chronologically, and I was away at school while she was still in Sacramento, so I couldn't really be there for her, but she found her way through with music, which is amazing, and so she was sharing all of the songs that she was writing through that. And then soon after, I experienced a breakup, so that helped me get my share of the songs to complete a whole album.
What's the new album? Any preview of the direction, the tone that you're going?
Well, the tone that I have written so far is kind of continuing on with this tone, kind of just like trouble, complication.
For mine, it's more like adrenaline rush, enthusiasm, and just really feeling good in the heart.
But a lot of people, they try to like pinpoint us and try to put kind of labels on us and try to say that we sound like certain bands, but in reality, we kind of have our own sound going on.
Tell me a little more of the backstory about Operator. That's a song I know we've heard before.
Yes, Operator, we played that last time we were on Insight. Basically, Operator is the only kind of happy song that I wrote on this record. It was actually me finally trying to get over the breakup, and I'm like moving on. Like, this is a new guy that I have my eyes set on, but he was difficult.
It's funny for me, like, just by listening to the words, I can tell which person it's about. And there's just been different songs that you've showed me, and it's like, oh, yes, I remember when this happened.
Don't you think those guys can tell, too?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't care.
I don't. It's not for them. It's for me.
Am I gonna see you later? Am I gonna see you later? Am I gonna...
dog party and some toughness in the new album titled Hit and Run. So it might seem obvious if you have broken hearts that hit and run is a good phrase, but is there another story for naming the album?
There is. So I wrote this song called I'd Like to Know. And in, I think it's like the fourth line, I say, it was a hit and run in your car. And I just thought, like, I love that line. It was my favorite line of the whole song. And then, like, 2 months later, Gwen comes rolling in with her guitar. She's like, I wrote this new song. I was like, ooh, let me hear it. And she just starts singing about hit and run. And I was like, devastated. I was like, Lenny, why? My song says hit and run. And then we realize, well, wait a second. We can just call the record Hit and Run because it's brought up 2 times in the record.
So you each kept the phrase, yeah, the song, the writing in it. Yes,
but it was a funny, like, sisterly connection. telepathic, like, woo, because we both wrote songs that said Hit and Run in it.
You know, I really want to know whose breakup song that is, Hit and Run.
That's me.
He's giving Gwenny. It away. It's Gwenny. Who wrote that line, love isn't one for threes?
Me. I thought it was cool because it goes 1, 4, 3. So they're all numbers, but only one of them is, or two of them are numbers.
Yeah,
I play on words.
I heard it as numbers first. I heard the 1, 4, 3s, and then I thought, wait a minute, that's such a catchy, good punk line.
I have no idea. I just learned something new today.
There we go. All right, are you already working on the next album?
Yeah, we're always writing.
I thought so.
Yeah. Always scheming.
For good. That empire.
For the empire, right. If anybody thought this was going to be a crying, my broken heart album, it's not, is it?
No siree. Yeah, this record, it's pretty just like up in your face, kind of like, don't mess with us. Yeah. We're feisty.
A little bit of that same attitude in starting your own record label, too. Tell me about the journey. Was there a point when you both knew, we need to step out here on our own?
The music industry right now it's at an interesting place. And we've noticed that a lot of big bands are jumping off these major labels and starting their own labels once their contracts end. And so we kind of looked at that and we're like, well, maybe we should just try on our own and see what it's like. And
being on labels previously have been really great and super supportive. And with everything that we've been learning in school, and I also did college radio, which is a little bit more like with the music industry as well, we figured that we could take a crack at it.
You were doing a good portion of this on your own anyway, and you've been booking your own shows and managing your career since you were middle schoolers?
Elementary
school at Old Ironsides long ago. We have time for another song. You ready for another one?
Yeah, this one's called Hit and Run. We
is back. He says we're done. Yeah. Tell me why you hit and run. Tell me why you hit and run.
Ooh. Performing from their latest album, Hit and Run, that's Dog Party. And that's Insight Music for 2018. Thank you very much for catching it all through this year. What? You mean you weren't a devotee, sitting by your radio, waiting for this special every month? No worries. Each and every episode of this program can be found online at capradio.org/insightmusic. My name's Nick Bruner, and it has been a pleasure to contribute to this show, which is so ably produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. And we get lots and lots of help from Devin Cortan, Andrew Nixon, Paul Conley, Beth Ruyak, Randall White, and Anthony Van Hook. Special assistance this month from Zoro Pruneda. Our technical director behind the boards is Mr. Mark Jones, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We'll see you again in 2019 with more music discovery and artists from the Sacramento scene when Insight Music returns. Happy New Year.
Like somebody I used to know. I try to do everything you hate, just to do it and anticipate you to know that I'm over you and say hello to what I know is true. The words you say try to still get in, but I push them away and I won't give in. I feel sorry for everyone that you know, cause you ain't got one thing to. Cause you're just like a somebody. You're just like a somebody. You're just like a somebody. Just like somebody I used.